Now, a story from our Baghdad bureau about Nunu, a refugee from Sadr City that our staff took in. Nunu is a white terrier. And like many impulsive pet adoptions, our human staff didn't anticipate all the problems that dog ownership can bring. NPR's Katia Dunn reports.
A few months after Nunu came to live with us in Baghdad, I asked Ghassan, an NPR translator, to call a veterinarian and make an appointment. We needed to have Nunu neutered. Ghassan didn't have any idea what I was talking about. I explained that in the States, when we own a dog, we think it's responsible to stop it from reproducing. We even call it fixing. In Iraq, Ghassan explained, it is just the opposite.
The idea of having a dog is to have puppies, and especially if that you may give one of the puppies to your close friends, your relatives. But right now, we're going backwards. Instead of having more puppies, we're trying to stop the coming puppies, which is a kind of nonsense.
Come here, baby. Here it is. Here's the ball.
Okay. It was Lourdes Garcia Navarro and I who decided we had to neuter Nunu. Garcia Navarro is a correspondent in Baghdad. Nunu kept getting lost, slipping out to gallivant around with the pack of stray females who roam the street outside our bureau. The snip, as she called it, seemed like the only solution.
Nunu, goodbye, Nunu.
On the day of Nunu's appointment, I tried to slip out the door quietly with him, but the staff caught me on the way out. Everyone is sad about Nunu, Ghassan said to me. He explained that for Iraqis, having a big family is a great achievement, a basic right of which we shouldn't deprive man or dog. Another translator, Isra, went so far as to say that Nunu would be scorned. Before this, she said, she always thought that the stray dogs outside envied Nunu for his posh indoor lifestyle.
But now, I mean, that he will stop being a male dog. I think no stray dog will ever think of envying him anymore.
I assumed the vet we visited would, like U.S. vets, be an advocate of population control. But this is the first thing veterinarian Leith Jacob Sabah said to me.
Yeah, it's a season of breeding. I prefer to find him a girlfriend. What do you think?
Sabah explained that veterinarians in Iraq are basically matchmakers. He proudly told us about hundreds of arranged dog marriages. He'd even brokered a few international unions. But I insisted, Sabah shrugged, and started shaving Nunu's fur. Ghassan and I stood by and whispered as we watched Sabah and his assistant do the surgery.
I think from now on he's going to be fat, because he will focus on eating. It's the only desire that left for him.
When we brought Nunu home later that day, I admit he looked pathetic, all bandaged up. Isra and Nada, two translators, were horrified.
I think so.
There is no other solution, just an operation. It's awful.
You should give him asylum in the United States because he doesn't fit here anymore.
Today, Nunu has pretty much recovered. We're glad we don't have to worry about little baby Nunus showing up on our doorstep. The staff seems to have moved on. But did we do the right thing? I asked Garcia Navarro what she thought.
I think it's one of the things that you grapple with here all the time, whether you're imposing your own system on an alien culture, on a different way of doing things.
Of course, no single one of us can say for sure whether or not it was a good decision, except for maybe one dog. Katia Dunn, NPR News.